cutting away. Parashas Truma begins with the unusual language of Vayikhuli Truma. You should take for me a Truma, referring to a donation to the Mishkan. And typically, donations are given, they're not taken. So therefore, the Mefarshim asked, why does the Torah refer to the donations to the Mishkan as a taking, as opposed to a giving? It should have been V'nasnu li Truma. You should give me a donation, not and you should take a donation. So Shev Shmaitza in his Hakdama quotes from the Al-Shech HaKodesh, that is because sometimes in life, when a person gives to somebody else, to something else, they take back more in return than that which they gave. For example, the Gemara says in Masechtas Kiddushin that generally, in order to affect Kiddushin, the husband has to give the wife a gift, al shem, for the purpose of Kiddushin. However, the Gemara discusses an unusual situation of a wife who can, Kala can give the husband the present, the chasen, and that can affect Kiddushin, not in the typical case, but only when the husband is, the chasen, is an adam choshuv. He's a celebrity who normally doesn't accept gifts from other people, but for her, he's willing to make an exception. So the Gemara says, in that enjoyment that she received, the fact that he accepted her gift, he can affect Kiddushin because he's really giving her more than he's taking. He accepted the gift, but he's giving her more, or she is receiving more in return than that which she gave. She's taking back more than she gave. And so too, says Meshev Shmaita, in the name of the Al-Sheikh, when a person gave to the Melechus HaMishkan, it's described as Vayikhuli Truma, because even though they were giving a donation to the Mishkan, a financial investment, they received back in return more than that which they gave. And in fact, often throughout Chumash, if you pay attention, chesed, or giving to others, is described as a taking. We have to look no further than Parshas Vayera, as Avraham Avinu is recovering from his Prismila and he's greeting the three Malachim in his home. So he tells Yishmael, Yukach Noma Otmayim, go take a little bit of water, Ve'ekecho Paslechem, take some bread. But who is this for? It's for the purpose of giving it to the guests. So why is it described as a taking? Yukach Noma Otmayim, Ve'ekecho Paslechem, take bread. It was really give them water and give them bread. So writes of Shlomo Breuer in his Sefer Chochma Musar that in Parshas Vayera, that it's because when a person gives to others, oftentimes he takes back more than that which he gives, because it gives the person a sense of meaning, a sense of purpose, of something that's bigger than himself. He's participating in something that's larger than our small, petty needs of the day. He's participating in something that's transcendent, by giving to others or participating in the Melechus HaMishkan. That's why the Baal HaTurim writes, V'nasnu, not in this week's parasha, but V'nasnu ish koi v'nafsha, V'nasnu is a palindrome. It could be read front, forwards or backwards, it's all the same. Why? Because when a person gives, it's a two-way street. Oftentimes, by giving, a person takes back more than that which he gave. Some of the Pasuk tells us in Parashas Kisetze, Torah tells us that if a person sees his friend's animal, that it's falling down, it's collapsing underneath the burden, so hakem tukem imoy, you're supposed to help him lift up his animal, or lift up his packages. Why does the pasuk repeat the word twice, hakem tukem, you shall surely help him? The Gemara b'Metzia Darshan, the Perek Gelu Metzias, afilu mea pa'amim. You have to do it even 100 times. He puts it back on, the animal collapses. You have to help him again. Puts it back on, the animal collapses. You have to help him again. You have to help him 100 times. Even hoicheach tochiach asamisecha. You have to be mochiach him 100 times. Even though you give him mussar 1 time, 2 times, 3 times. 100 times you have to give mussar. Even though it seems pointless, as long as the person is interested in listening. You have to give mussar, you have to help him. You have to help people, even some people who need help before, they'll need help in the future. You have to continue to help them. However, the Sfasemes comments in Parashas Kisei say that perhaps the phrase is repeated, Hokem Tokem Imoy, because by helping others, by uplifting others, so a person themselves also becomes uplifted. A person is involved in Kiruv. If you've ever been engaged in that important work, you know that oftentimes the people who are engaged in Kiruv themselves gain more from the process of really being Makar themselves. They gain more inspiration and more from the entire process than those who are actually trying to be Makariv. So Sotu says as Fasemas, that's why the Pasuk repeats, Hakem, Tokem, Imai, lift him up, because by lifting him up, you yourself will be lifted up. And the same was true when they gave to Melechus HaMishkan. It wasn't Vayitnu Li Truma, it was Vayikhu Li Truma. Because they weren't only givers, in the end they were takers. They took back more for themselves by their ability to participate in such a holy endeavor, in this transcendent project of building the Melechus HaMishkan. Rashi comments in the first words of the second pasuk, Vayikhu li truma, you should take from me a truma. Rashi comments, li lishmi, it should be lishma, which is important if a person's doing chesed or giving a donation, make sure you do it lishma. However, the Rebbe Reb Heschel writes in the Chanukah Satora that li lishmi has a slightly different connotation, a slightly different meaning. It's because the pasuk tells us, it's referring to the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not for Hashem's sake, but literally for the name of Hashem. Li lishmi, for my name. Why? Because the pasuk Torah in Parashas Nasai juxtaposes the parasha of the Matnas Kahuna, of giving to the Kohanim, Truma and Meiser, with the parasha of Soita, of the Isha Soita. What does one have to do with the other? So Rashi explains in Parashas Nasai, because a person who can't give Truma and Meiser to the Kohen, or doesn't, will ultimately have a wife who's a Saita. And what happens when a woman is a Saita? So she has to drink from the Mei Saita. What's put into the Mei Saita? We dissolve a piece of paper with the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Hashem's name becomes erased in the water. For the Isha Saita, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, for Shalom Bayis, he's willing to erase his own name. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name becomes erased in the process of the drinking of the Hashkos Mei Saita. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayichu li truma, take from me truma, the Rashi writes, li lishmi, for my name. What do you mean for my name, says the Rebbe of Heschel? Because if a person gives truma, that will prevent an Isha Soita. And what happens when there's an Isha Soita? Kadosh Baruch Hu's name is erased. So therefore Rashi says, li lishmi, make sure you give truma, because if you give truma to the Mishkan, to the Kohanim, you won't have an Isha Soita, my name won't be have to be erased. So Vayichuli, Lilishmi, say my name by giving Truma. However, why is that the case? Why does this relationship exist? Why is it that a person who doesn't give Truma and Meiser ultimately will have an Isha Soita? How does one follow from the other? And explains the Shem Yishmuel and Parshas Nasai, that it's because a person who can't understand the significance of giving to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that by giving Truma and Meiser to the Kohen, by having the zechus of donating to Melechus HaMishkan, we received more than that which we gave. We got back more than that which we gave. We took more than that which we gave. Person who can't understand that, he can't have shalom bayis either. He can't understand how by giving to others, he's really getting more in return. There's no way he'll be able to have shalom bayis. Ultimately, we'll end up with an Isha Soita. They say over and over, Mice is a joke, of a couple that's going, celebrating their anniversary, they decide to take a boat trip. And they're going along in this, you know, a gondola or whatever, and there's romantic time they're having together. And then they see, you know, they're both staring out into the water, gazing. And the husband sees something sparkling, something shining in the water. He looks down, what is it? And he falls overboard into the water. Problem is, he doesn't know how to swim. So he starts, they didn't know, a little river or something, but he starts flailing around, you know. He doesn't know how to swim. So the wife, she, man overboard, you know. So the captain of the ship comes over. He says, he sees the guy right over there, you know, the boat. He's right there. So he doesn't even need to throw a life raft. He says, okay, he sticks his hand over. So he sticks his hand over and he says to the guy, give me your hand. And the guy does nothing and he's flailing and this and that. Give me your hand. Nothing. So he turns to the wife and says, does he speak English? She said, yeah, he's not good at giving. Say, take my hand. Then I'll take your hand. Take my hand, fine. Give me your hand, that he doesn't do. Giving is not his thing. But the truth of the matter is, this person failed to realize, as oftentimes people do, that by giving to others, oftentimes we take back more for ourselves. It's particularly with the Melechus HaMishkan. The Pasuk says, with Melechus HaMishkan, the third Pasuk of the Parasha, that you should give Zahav, Kesef, and Nechoshes, gold, silver, and Nechoshes, and copper. So Balei HaTais is right, and the Daz Akademi Balei HaTais is, this refers to three types of Noed Veitztaka. There's Zahav, there's the gold level, it's not referring to the amount. There's the gold level, that refers to a person who gives when he's healthy. Then there's the Kesef level, that refers to a person who gives when he's a little sick already. And then there's the Nechoshes level, the bronze level. Not again an amount, that refers to a person who gives after he's already gone. In fact, the Paradis Yosef goes from the mayor of Pram Yishlan, that Zahav is Berosh Teva Zeh HaNoisim Bori, a person who gives when he's healthy. Kesef refers to a person, Kishayesh Sakonos Pachad, when a person is already nervous that he's going to get sick. So then he, in order to zeschus, he gives tzedakah. And then Nechoshes is Nesinas Chayla Sha'amar Tnu, the Chayla who gave it after he was already gone. You know, he said give when he was alive. Fine, three Madregas of Noed Veitztaka. What difference does it make? Either way, the organization gets the gift. The answer is that it has nothing to do with the organization. It has to do with what does the person receive in return. If a person gives gifts when he's healthy, he has no sakanas pachad at all, then he is able to enjoy that which he receives in return. The meaning, the significance, the purpose that he has in his life. But if a person is already a chayla, he doesn't get to appreciate it as much. Not the covet. He doesn't get to go to the dinner and sit on the dais. That's not what we're talking about. He doesn't get to see his name in the building. It refers to that which he gets back in terms of the meaning and purpose and significance that it brings to his life. And if a person gives lachar misa already, he doesn't get too much. That's the bronze level. Because he doesn't get back that which he should get back in return. But it doesn't refer to the organization. Believe me, the organizations don't care when they get the gift. They don't care what the state of it. It's an estate, lachar misa, or whether it's a person who's alive, they don't care. This has to refer to, this refers to what does a person get back in return. And by giving to the Melechus HaMishkan, Klal Yisrael got a lot back in return. Rav Zalman Sirotzkin in the Znaim LaTorah has a fascinating observation. He says, throughout the Torah, until now, all we've been doing is fighting. Yeah? What happened after Avram has two children, Yitzchak and Yishmael, they don't get along together. And then we have Esav and Yaakov, we know about that. Mechiras Yosef and the Shvatim, Klal Yisrael can't seem to get along. Already at Kriyas Yamsuf, there's the Erev Rav and different things, then even after Kabbalah HaTorah, Chayta Egel, already different factions. The only time, the first time perhaps, maybe the second time we had Maimon Har Sinai, Kishach HaBelevecha, but the only time that was able to be recreated was with the Melechus HaMishkan. All of a sudden, everybody of Klal Yisrael is working together, everyone is donating in harmony, in unison. One of the, rare times in Jewish history. And what brought them all together? What brought them all together was the Melechus HaMishkan. So by giving to the Melechus HaMishkan, Klal Yisrael received a lot back in return. What did they receive? They received Achdus. They received the fact that they were all participating in this project, and that brought them all together. In fact, the Daz Akademi Balei HaTosfos writes that there was a pole that went in between the different boards of the walls of the Mishkan in order to hold it together, which was known as the Briach HaTichon V'Soch HaKrashim. So as the Daz Akademi Balei HaTosfos says, that, what was the Briach HaTichon? That was the makel, the stick of Yaakov Avinu. Why was the significance of it being the stick of Yaakov Avinu? I believe that the significance is because it brought all of Yaakov Avinu's children together. Finally, all of the Shvatim were working together in harmony, Ba'achva V'Reus. Why? Because they were participating in this project which united them all. And what did they receive in return? They received not only the Zuchus of participating in Mechus HaMishkan, but also they received the Zuchus of being Zoichot to have Achdus together with one another. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Purim, as is often quoted, mutav, that it's better for a person to be marbe in matanos la'avyonim more so than in the other mitzvahs of Purim of Mishloach Manos and the Suda. And if I were to ask you, why is it more important to be marbe in matanos la'avyonim? If you're familiar with the Rambam, you know what he says. But the Rambam concludes, because whoever gives matanos la'avyonim is daima l'shechina. He's comparable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mesameach Amonis and Yisayimim Leib Nidkoyim. So a person who gives Matanos Avyanim is similar to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but that's not all the Rambam writes. Before he gets to that, which seems to be the punchline, Doim to the Ribbono Shel Olam is a pretty good, you know, aspiration. The Rambam writes, because whoever gives Matanos Avyanim receives the greatest Simcha himself. There's no greater Simcha for a person, says the Rambam, than giving to others. That's a very selfish reason to give. No, if you're giving because the Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to be doing it to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's great. Why am I giving? Because I will be besimcha more by giving to others. Selfish. But the truth of the matter is that that's true by all giving. By all giving, when a person gives to others, really he's able to receive much more in return. And therefore the Rambam says that a person should be marv in matanas levyayinim and purim, but it's really true the entire year. Because not only is he doing to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but by giving to others, a person often takes back more in return. Okay.